Good Wednesday to you, Squamish. It is getting chilly, folks. According to Environment Canada, it will be cloudy today, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. The wind will blow up to 15 kilometers per hour. We will see a high of 3°C. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 7°C this morning. The wind chill temperature is how cold people and animals feel when outside. Wind chill is based on the rate of heat loss from exposed skin caused by wind and cold. As the wind increases, it draws heat from the body, driving down skin temperature and eventually the internal body temperature. Therefore, the wind makes it feel much colder, according to the National Weather Service. Overnight, we can expect it to be mainly cloudy, dipping to minus 1°C. Looking ahead, it will be mainly cloudy on Thursday, then periods of snow or rain are expected Friday. Saturday, for the holiday parade, we can expect periods of rain during the day and then it will be cloudy in the evening. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sandspit Airport. Sandspit is the largest community on Moresby Island, in Haida Gwaii, which hit 9.8°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 5.5°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 26 was Dawson Creek, which dropped to minus 24.9°C. Today's hot spot is set to be Kindakan Rocks, in Haida Gwaii, which could reach 6.8°C. The coldest spot is slated to be Dawson Creek again, which is set to dip to minus 22°C. Tough folks must live in Dawson Creek. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 27 is at 7:44 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:17 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The area illuminated on the surface of the moon during this phase is in the shape of a crescent and the amount of sunlight reflecting off of the moon is decreasing. The term waning means decreasing, which is why this moon phase is called waning crescent. This phase is one step in the cycle away from the new moon phase, where the Earth, Moon, and Sun are in a straight line. As this phase is nearing, the Sun and Moon's gravitational pull causes the bulge size of Earth's tides to increase, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 12.066%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Pisces. According to phasesmoon.com, moonrise was at 4:03 a.m. Moonset is at 2:24 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 8:44 a.m., height, 3.07 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 2:20 p.m. 4.28 meters. The final low tide will be at 9:34 p.m. 1.44 meters. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.6°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 9.2°C. And the coldest was recorded in 2010 at 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.4°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law, on BC. Roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Tonight, there's the long and short storytelling at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. The Long and Short is an evening of true and personal stories. Each month is centered around a theme. We invite ordinary people to share their stories with an audience. At The Long and Short, a storyteller is anyone with a story to tell. November's theme is What goes around, comes around, reads the listing, November 28 to Deck Point 14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note until November 28, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road maintenance that is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Drive for 3.2 kilometers, West Vancouver to 2 kilometers south of Lions Bay. Work is scheduled from 7:30 a.m. on Monday until Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Gas prices in Squamish. Regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 168.9 per liter at the co-op located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. Fill up for 168.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street, according to GasBuddy. One of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 145.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, located at 2773 Central Avenue in the Lower Mainland. The cheapest you will pay is 159.9 per liter at the Canco, at 5393 248 Street, Aldergrove.